Hello, BIM Crunch listeners, and welcome to the first instalment of Crunch Time, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect accompaniment to the sociable side of the UK BIM crew. Now, joining me today for an audio audition is someone who I'm sure the entire BIM community will know, or at least have an idea about who he is. He's most notable for his certainly bold and definitely interesting PowerPoint presentations, all the lovely events everyone goes to. BIM Technologies' technical director, Adam Ward. Hello, Adam.
Hiya.
So, before we get on to Crunch Time itself, for those who might not be entirely sure of what you do and, you know, your role within the BIM community, can you explain to the listeners what work you do within BIM Technologies?
So it's a difficult question. BIM Technologies do a bit of everything, really. I mean, I started off actually running some of the projects, so BIM consultant on some of our projects, more focused on the technical aspects. But lately, my focus has been on more on the R&D and development side, developing some of the technologies and software that our teams use to do the jobs.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm surprised to see you haven't actually got your Google Glass on, because if people follow you on Twitter, you know you've got that on probably all the time. Can you tell us a bit more about your work using Google Glass, if you can spill any beans?
Yeah, I mean, Google Glass is an R&D project we're doing with regards to asset management on buildings. So we work with Google on a few projects, and if you can imagine, obviously Google Glass, Google, it's the same company. But if you can imagine the people who run your building using Google Glass to be able to access information on any aspect of the building, how it's performing, when something needs maintaining, when something needs replacing, and having all that information at the fingertips rather than the dig out a drone like you do currently. That's what we're trying to develop, a way to get building information directly to the people who need it and getting rid of drones.
I see you've got some new frames as well. Do they look nicer than the old one?
Yeah, they make us look a little bit sexier.
Oh, do they? Okay. Right. Let's move on from that conversation. Go straight into the main section of Crunch Time. Now, the UK BIM crew and beyond will be learning all about you in a 2-minute quickfire round of questions, and they'll see that you're not just a Google Glass wearer who does lovely photo shoots in shrubbery. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to get yourselves on Twitter to see Adam doing his photo shoot posing in some bushes. It doesn't sound as bad as it is. Right. Are you ready, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's Crunch Time. Which three celebrities, alive or dead, would you invite to a dinner party and why? I said it was quick fire.
I wouldn't invite any celebrities to a dinner party.
Let's move on to the next one. You wouldn't invite any. What is an interesting fact about yourself?
Not actually that interesting. I've got a tattoo of a wind turbine manufacturer on my back.
Okay, that is an interesting fact. Okay, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be an aircraft mechanic. The guys who you look out the window on aeroplanes see fixing aeroplanes. Mm-hmm. But my Cree's advisor advised us against it. Said I'd end up killing somebody.
Maybe they were right, though, so it's not too bad. Now, what is your claim to fame?
I once won a Boy George lookalike competition. in the local newspaper, but it was only because I was the only person who entered.
How lovely.
But I've still got the newspaper cuttings, but I was, to be fair, only about 10 at the time.
Did you get a medal or anything?
I got a certificate, and I think I got a £100 voucher for somewhere. I can't remember, that was ages ago. Yeah.
You definitely need to tweet Boy George about that. I'm sure he'd be buzzing over that. Now, what is your least favourite trait in a person?
I just like people to be truthful, so kind of, not lies, but people...
30 seconds left.
I suppose lies and people who kind of aren't necessarily as truthful as they could be.
Mm-hmm. If you were to cook someone a meal that would you can make the best, what would it be?
Burgers.
Boom. Burgers. Simple as that. Yeah. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would you be and why?
An elephant.
What is your proudest moment?
Probably the birth of my daughter.
That's lovely. And finally, what is the best thing about being Adam Ward? Time is up, but you've got time to answer it.
The best thing about being Adam Ward?
Adam, thank you very much for the first instalment of Crunch Time. Make sure you're checking bi-weekly on bimcrunch.com for the latest Crunch Time. And of course, our other features such as Best BIM, Bad BIM and BIM Brunch.